Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Check them out, 4191A Manchester Avenue in the heart of the Grove, right between the demo and the ready room. Check them out this Friday, they got new records coming in from Adele, The Rolling Stones, All Them Witches, Skillet, Roger Waters Band, The Roots, Pentatonix, Everclear, Sum 41, Kurt Cobain, all kinds of different stuff coming in. So go down there, pick up a new record, check out their growing local selection they have there. So also, they're always looking to add to it. So if you got a band and you're looking to get your stuff on the shelves at the record store, go down, talk to those guys, and they'll work out a deal. They got live in-store performances a lot on Saturdays and Sundays. The next one is Saturday. Saturday the 21st it's a turntable takeover with Everything Went Black, presented by Four Hands Brewery. So come down, get yourself some beer, listen to some tunes. It'd be a great day. Also, mark the calendar for November 28th. Rock Paper Podcast presents Connor Lau with Brian Owen and Hands and Feet. Live in-store performance 2 to 4, November 28th. Find them online, musicrecordshop.com, Facebook, Twitter.
I'm Josh.
I'm Gus.
My name is Mud. My name is Jake.
I'm Andy.
We're Hobo Empire. You're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah. This is Rock Paper Podcast with Shane and his guests. You will listen to what he says.
Money hanging at the bars tonight.
much money.
Too much money.
All of my money.
All of my money.
Too much money.
Too much money.
All of my money.
All of my money.
Too much money. Hanging at the bars at night.
My memory is a blip. No money left for a tip. My toe is tapping along. Buzz is blowing on strong. I lean on back in my bar stool, rocking nonstop. It's a dawn. Oh, no, what have I done? I spent
too much money hanging at the bars at night. Too much money.
Too much money.
All of my money.
All of my money.
Too much money.
Too much money.
All of my money.
All of my money.
Too much money hanging at the bars at night.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. I think it's like episode 139. Hanging with the guys of Hobo Empire at Game Trader 2 in St. Charles, Missouri. Hey, welcome to the show, guys. Welcome back to the show, I should say, actually.
Yeah.
Well, hello.
Back. Hello. Yeah, I was looking. I went back and I double-checked. It was like a... Episode 73, we did our first appearance, or your first appearance on the show, and then, yeah, that was fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, it was a blast.
But, yeah, these guys are back. They got a new CD looking to release, some new shows, so I said, come back on, let's talk about it. So, So we got the new album. There's a live recording called Live at Lakeside, right?
Yeah.
And you want to tell?
We recorded it in August of this year at Lakeside Pub in Lake St. Louis. And we it was our drummer recently passed, Harvey Mills' last show. So we're releasing a good bulk of it and doing a benefit and a fundraiser for it at Redfish Bluefish here in St. Charles.
Yeah.
On the 25th.
Day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man. It's supposed to be the biggest party day of the year, they say.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one.
It is every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one for sure.
Come out the 25th, see these guys. You guys playing by yourself or anybody?
Curtis Wilcoxon doing all right, or what are they called? Three's a Crowd.
Three's a Crowd.
Three's a Crowd. It's a duo, and they're really opening up for us. And then we have Lucid, our friend Tommy Crane's band, closing for us at the end of the night, kind of like the after party set and whatnot.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, so yeah. It should be a fun night, and being that it's that day of the year, it should be a pretty warm day, and what we're celebrating and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah, I got a couple other. Chances to see him also coming up, so mark the calendar for Friday at Funky's in St. Charles, the 20th, Crack Fox, the 28th, and R.T. Weiler's the first Friday of every month in St. Charles, that's December 5th, so keep in mind if you're looking for some entertainment those evenings.
Yeah, come drink with us.
Yeah.
Toasty beverage with a,
yeah.
a frosty beverage, not toasty.
Frosty, yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know. Whiskey can be toasty.
Yeah, depends what you're going to have.
Makes me feel toasty.
It's a cider drink.
Makes me feel a little toasty. Yeah.
I mean, you know, tis the season. So,
yeah, it is.
Tis the season to get wasted, yeah.
Whiskey and chili.
Is that like Netflix and chill?
Yeah.
Different whiskey
Netflix
and chili?
Yeah, whiskey and chili.
Sounds like a terrible combination. Yeah.
My bowels hate
could
me.
Really go around.
Yeah, we're hanging out here at this Game Trader, man. It's a cool spot,
awesome.
Man.
It has. This place has everything game related in any kind, from retro to new stuff. It's just got all. It's got everything in here.
Yeah. Got some all kinds of goodies. Old Nintendo Power magazines. We got Atari. We got you know, NES systems in the box still. So
it used to be a dirty little kind of a dive place with it was all arcade machines, and it was just dusty and nasty when you came in here. And the guy Chuck that took it over recently, a year or two ago now. He redid the whole place, and it's just packed with all
awesome,
kinds.
Man.
This place is awesome. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to come back with some money.
Right.
Because I'm broke.
Or some stuff to trade.
Yeah.
Right.
Still waiting for that sweet podcast money to come in. So.
Yeah, right.
That checks for you one day. Every morning I look in the mailbox for my $1 million check, and it's never there.
We're not getting paid for this?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I have to rethink my whole evening. I was going to watch Friends earlier.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Friends.
Friends, man. I can drink a whole gallon of milk in 10 seconds.
That, I don't know what it is, but like, the people who watch Friends are really want them to like do some kind of reunion and stuff, and like, because every couple weeks or something goes by on Facebook, somebody will start sharing this link again, you know, and it's like, this is all a hoax, you know, it's like, it's not for real.
We should
not
wait like 10 years to have a Friends reunion.
Let's
get them nice and old.
Broke.
Really washed up and just horrible.
We call it grumpy old Friends.
That would be a great show to watch. Yeah. A bunch of grumpy old women.
Coming out the next 2 decades.
They're all 85.
This jazzy guy over here is Andy Stoutenborough. He's our new drummer.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the show, Andy.
Yeah. Thank you. It's been fun. A lot of fun. These guys are really patient. They're awesome guys. Great musicians. Extremely honored to be a part of the Hobo, I like to call it the whole Hobo Empire.
That's clever.
It really is an empire, man. I mean, between all the friends and all the family, I mean, everybody is. I was worried at first when I got offered the job, because filling in for Harvey to do what Mr. Harvey did is near impossible, because only Harvey could do what Harvey could do. And
this cat's a blast to play with.
Man, it's been, these guys have been so patient with me. You know, it's just, I'm a very lucky guy. And thank you guys for having me, seriously.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. And like being on board, man, it's a blast playing with you. I have fun every single night. It's
every single night. We've also been playing with a guy, Stout.
Jeremy Stout and Cheesecake, like local jam band.
If you haven't heard them, man, they're fun.
Really good.
They're really good fun.
Very
cool.
Tons of effects and lots of jam. I mean, they're a blast.
Yeah, Jeremy Stout's a super dude.
Yeah, they hate fish.
They hate fish. They hate it.
I'm kidding. They love fish.
the food, the band, they hate the band.
Yeah.
Fish.
No. Yeah.
That's a you funny
keep nasty chips.
That's an awesome man.
I went in a long discussion one time on this with my friend Frankie, who's loves fish, and was telling me all about it, how great they are. You know, he travels the war, you know, or the country, I guess, to see him play all over the place. Like went to Miami, I think, for New Year's last year, and saw him down there, and I don't know, all this stuff. Anyway, he gave me like a mix CD of all fish songs and told me I need to listen to this, and because I never really listened to much fish, and I put it in, and I don't get it. Didn't I?
I'm with you.
Harvey, did you retch a little?
No.
Harvey recently, my uncle Jeff, Harvey's brother, has been a fish fan. He goes around, travels around, sees him. And Harvey was a Dead fan. I mean, all the way to the core. You know, he was a young man when that was all happening, and followed him around and did all that. And he loved it. He resisted fish forever, and he finally went right there. He like a couple of weeks before he ended up passing away. And him and my uncle Jeff went up, and he came back, and he was like, "Dude, go see a fish show."
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta take the endorsement. So
yeah, I mean, maybe live would be different for me.
He said that was what it was all about. What he was most impressed with was, of course, as all drummers are, he stands there. He used to stand there at every show and judge the drummer. You know, and I watch every drummer that I know do this. They all watch each other like, yeah, either he's okay or no, he's doing this wrong or that wrong, this wrong. And he was really impressed with the Fisher drummer. I don't know the guy's name, but he was really impressed with him.
That's funny that you bring up the judging part, because I've
all of you do it.
When he would have me sit in, I'd notice him with a. You know,
hey, sometimes he was
crossed.
Sometimes he was judging
and smoking a pipe.
Sometimes he was judging you.
Yeah. What did you say?
And smoking a pipe. You know. Like, every time I get judged by somebody, I always have this picture painted of somebody with a pipe judging me. You know, like they're a professor.
That was Harv, man. Standing over there,
great visuals for the show.
Right.
And I'm going, oh crap! I hope I'm not disappointing. Did I pass, Harv?
You were the guy he wanted to come play with us. So.
Oh man,
yeah.
Bless that gentleman's heart. Coolest, coolest.
So I don't know. I also like everything I've always heard about fish too. It was always about like most of them people were taking. Some sort of enhancements.
Performance enhancing
drugs. Your
enjoyment enhancers.
A little blue pill.
You'll have that, especially in, you know, psychedelic music. Sure.
Yeah, so I...
lots of Viagra.
I think I'm...
Andy takes Viagra before every show.
Every show. Eight of them. 15.
He's built up he's a tolerance.
He's got a boner from last night.
You're supposed to call a doctor if it's more than 4 hours.
Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know, it's the other way around.
You're supposed to call a doctor if it's not 4 hours to get a refund.
I don't understand how that is even. How? How? I mean, because once you do your thing, you do your thing and you're good to go.
Viagra.
I don't understand.
Don't act like you don't know.
I do.
I'm a virgin.
I'm sorry. I don't appreciate this hoax.
I'm sorry to hear that you're a one and done.
That's cool, man. I've dealt with it this long.
Right. No need to change my habits. This is slaying the game. Which
can't teach this old dog new tricks.
That's nasty.
You guys are nasty.
That's gross.
I said something the other day. I was like, my life goal is just to be as happy as all the people in Cialis commercials.
Yeah. I saw one of those the other day. It was really disturbing. It's like people play with their kids, they're all happy and swinging baseball bats in the sunshine, and they're talking about like
farting and hemorrhaging and all the horrible things that are
most likely going to happen to you. Not like maybe, but like, you know,
half the
call your doctor.
Don't call your doctor about it.
We're just going to tell you now that this is all going to be
so
horrible.
Is this Yellow's commercial? Is that the one where the old people are on the port swing and just head to head, shoulder to shoulder? Yeah.
Always smiling.
Yeah. Like,
dear God.
Life is so fantastic.
That sounds so mediocre. I don't want it.
What's it even do? What's it for? I was like,
what do you know, leakage and see people smiling? Yeah, what is this Cialis for? Is that
Cialis is boner pills.
Yeah. Is this boner pills?
Really? Is that the same commercials where they have the two people in the bathtub, like on the cliff, overlooking the ocean?
Have you seen that?
They're playing baseball with their children.
with the
Hold on, Tommy. It's time 4 o'clock. It's time to take my pill.
We got about 10 more minutes of baseball. We're going to ping out Grandma. Grandpa, will you throw the ball to me? No, right now, okay.
I'm busy.
Grandpa took his pill.
Jeez.
Dear God. If I'm to that point, just take me off back and shoot me. Seriously.
But if I'm okay, maybe, shit.
Man, you guys make it real over here.
Backed into a really gross corner. You just can't get out of it.
We've got to pause this show and take care of business. Take Andy out back and
whoop his ass.
Take him out back and beat him.
Man. Kick him in the nards.
Do you know if Homeboy's got waters?
No.
God, I need something.
This guy's parched. He gets really nasty when he's parched. Problem,
man. He's thirsty.
You know what's going to cure this thirst?
The artwork on the new CD is the cover CD is something that actually Harvey built. It's a collage that he made a cover out of, a CD cover out of all kinds of pictures.
Like our flyers, just all kinds of stuff on the internet being used for promotion, pictures of the band, you know.
Pictures of people from around the group, business cards. I mean, there's so much stuff that goes into it, man. You really pay attention to it when it comes out because it's pretty cool. And it's built completely by Harvey.
And it's a lot of our flyers have pictures of people come out, so look close. You might find yourself on the cover. It's pretty cool looking through all the pictures of the magnifying glass, being like, oh yeah, that's cool. That person's on there.
I just hope people don't come looking at you guys for royalties.
I think there's a picture.
Well, I'm part of the album cover. I should get some money.
It's a free album.
Yeah, it's technically a free album. We're doing it for donations, and I guess that's something we should kind of talk about. We're doing it for donations. The door charge is $5, and then there's another $5 for the CD, and all of the proceeds are going to Harvey's family and to his final expenses and stuff like that. That's what we're trying to raise money for. So,
yeah, man, that
fun party, sad twist, but fun
for
party,
sure. Yeah.
And the CD turned out really well. We did a kind of a lab rat recording as. I'm opening a company called Microgroove and doing, a studio and all that kind of stuff. And we had just got a bunch of new equipment and just kind of randomly went out and recorded the show. And then it ended up sadly being Harvey's last, but we got an excellent recording of it. And went really, dug through it in Pro Tools and cleaned it up, mixed and mastered it really nice. Our friend Curtis Wilcoxon, that's the guy, one of the guys that's opening. He's the guy that did all the work on the album and stuff, the recording and all the mixing and mastering and all that kind of stuff.
Very cool.
Turned out really nice, man. 14 songs. A bunch of stuff that people hear us play all the time and have been bugging us about. Well, how come we don't have a CD that has all this stuff on it, Put out all the original stuff. This is all cover music. We put all the original stuff on a CD. We got a few new ones now, but, everybody's like, well, but when we come out and see it live, we see all this other stuff too, And where's your good solid recording of that?
So this is, yeah, I mean, we're pretty original, with what we do. We have like a lot of solos and extended jams and crazy people hooting and hollering and
spilling
stuff on Gus. These people, they were partying hard around him, but not to his pleasure.
We were playing on like a three-tiered deck, outdoors, and they were on the deck right in front of me. Looking down upon me as I'm playing, then they were spilling their beers down on me and hooting and hollering and yelling at me, and I'm like, man, we're trying to record. You're yelling Freebird every 5 minutes in the mic.
Pretty awesome, though. So you will hear Freebird being hollered at us. Yeah, it's a real day in the life.
No, you can really hear the people that were there that came out for the recording. Maybe just the random people from the place that were there really having fun. And, it was outdoors in the summertime. It was pretty nice, man.
Yeah, that's cool. I remember just thinking of it, but it reminded me, we were talking earlier about some comedy and things off mic, but that Mitch Hedberg on his album. He talks about, you know, he's
Mitch Hedberg.
He's like, yeah, that, you know, this, we're recording this tonight, you know, it's like, so actually have a CD in stores, you know, instead of, well, before I used to always have to leave them there, you know, be like, oh, no, it's for sale now and stuff, you know, like just leaving his own CDs in there. And then, but he's, the line that gets me is like, he's talking about, you know, recording it, and he goes, so don't fuck up the bass tonight, Chuck. He's got a guy just playing bass throughout the whole album and stuff, and like, just, like playing scales and stuff. And just, yeah. So, I don't know. I'm a big fan of Mitch Hedberg.
And, yeah, me
too.
All that.
I love all his one-liners.
Oh yeah,
that's basically what he did. But
escalator can never be broken; it just becomes stairs.
Just becomes stairs.
why do I get a receipt when I get a donut? Do we really need to ring pen and paper for that transaction?
I'm gonna go home and file this under D for donut.
yeah. It's like when someone gives you a flyer. It's like, hey, can you throw this away for me? Oh man!
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to see Mitch shortly before he passed. He was at the pageant. It was supposed to be like a co-headline tour with him and Stephen Lynch.
Oh, cool. Nice!
Oh, yeah, he's hilarious. Craig Christ.
Yeah,
I'm fucking Craig.
Craig Christ.
Lynch had to cancel, though. He ended up getting Wedding Singer on Broadway, and he played Adam Sandler's character from the movie.
Really?
And they, for the Broadway version.
I don't know. That's funny. Really? As soon as you said that, I assessed that they had a Wedding Singer on Broadway, and I was instantly assessing if I wanted to see it or not. I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. Yeah. I didn't have any prep, man. We should have went over this before.
You didn't bring this up in the pin to bring it up your prep. You can't just spring things on me like that, man. I'm flustered.
I'm going to Google the reviews. Yeah. I'm going to Google the reviews.
Holy shit.
So Mitch brought like some friends. I forget who ended up coming with him, but I mean, it was still just an incredible show. And I've seen Lynch a bunch of times also by himself. And
I really want to see him. His stuff is good. When you do like the music comedy, right? It really is great. And yeah, he's got a really nice touch and some pretty clever songs.
Yeah, I saw him once at Voodoo in Harrah's before they changed it over to Piano Bar and all that stuff now.
Right.
I remember that place. I played there before. That was a fun stage.
It was a great place.
With Slim?
No, with the original band I used to be in, Does Mary Pool. Nice. We played there. I think we played there twice.
This guy plays. Andy plays in a band called Pennsylvania Slim.
Oh yeah,
so those guys are awesome, man.
That's I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I love Pennsylvania Slim.
Yeah, that's the drummer from that.
I didn't.
I guess we're done. Crowd, Andy.
Jeez. I played with him for about 4 years.
Yeah. Well, he does a lot of solo and duo stuff too. So
he does. And due to scheduling conflict, we got our friend Jeremy Stout to do fill-in shows for me when I can't do Pennsylvania Slim stuff. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I've been.
Love your stuff.
I was talking to him on.
Nasty.
I talked.
That's a character, man.
He's a funny dude. The first show he came out to, he had us rolling.
Like, oh yeah, talking about sisters.
Talking that like slow family guy voice. That real nice.
Are you talking about Stout?
Yeah,
I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, dude.
Also, man. Like a Zach Galifianakis character is fucking hilarious. So.
Man,
I wonder where my paper boy is.
God, see, that's the kind of old man I want to be.
So we, our band artist, we have recently brought Josh Addison around to be our official band artist. He does the bulk of our artwork nowadays, and he's putting together a thing for the show that's
a bunch of different posters and stuff that he's done. Things that are usually in today's day and age is mostly all digital and just doesn't ever get actually pressed and printed and used. He's bringing some of that stuff and doing some specific art and things like that. We're hoping to have T-shirts and some new, you know, different things like that going on. Maybe even some live art, things like that happening.
Yeah.
So we're trying to make a big show and a nice big celebration of it.
We're really looking to rally, too, for this show because we kind of fell behind on some of the promotion, just trying to get the CD together and the details together and all that stuff. And the weight of, like, losing him and going through the whole process and everything. And but I feel like we'll get a decent amount of support. And, you know, he had a lot of people that really cared about him that I know is going to show up and give him some love and all that, you know, and anybody who can't and wants that CD, you know, you can find any of us, you know, Facebook and hit us up and we'll definitely get one for you. That's also people who aren't from here. You have friends up in Alaska and across the country. So if you want anything, you know, contact us and we'll definitely mail you guys some stuff out and make sure that everybody gets taken care of.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the, you said live art, man. I went to a week ago, I guess, Saturday, and then to see my friends Skyburn White play, and they did. They had Nicole and Matt from Inkspot in Troy, Missouri, come out, and they had like a, I don't know, probably 20 by 5 foot canvas or something, somewhere around there, a lot of dimensions, and they had it up on a stand. And pretty much, like, as soon as the Skyburn White took the stage, and they played like an hour and 45 minutes set up for their CD release party, and as soon as they took the stage, the sort of the artists, and they started painting this, and they had it sketched out, and then they pretty much filled in all the paint and all that stuff, and by the time they had it pretty well timed out to where they, as soon as the music was wrapping up, they put the final touches on with the paint, and it looked awesome. Like,
nice.
It was really a cool piece that they put together, and it was just kind of fun to have that whole show element.
Where it was cool. We had our buddy Danny Neiswanger come out, like, last summer or the summer before, and we were Archie Weiler's, and he did a live piece for us and sat down in front of us and did
it's really cool. It's cool. It's like every time
we use that same image, you know.
I was there for that show to come check out you guys.
It's cool to watch every time.
Watch him do the live art.
Yeah, he's a really awesome local artist. Yeah,
for me,
really
every time I got off stage, we'd be up playing, you know, we go on a set break, and I'd come off stage, and I'd be checking it out. I'd be like, wow, you got so much further every time. I'd be like, wow, that's so much more detail every time, you know. I got to watch it in, like, you know, a couple of big clips and be like, oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. Like, you know, Gabe and the guys, they didn't hardly ever look back. They were facing the audience, and so they're jamming and playing, and all of a sudden at the end of the night, they turn around and they saw what was created.
Right, that's cool. That's a cool experience for sure.
But yeah, it was pretty wild. It was funny because, like, the very first thing they drew on there were, like, a penis on each side.
Of course.
So
you give man a pen, man draws dick. Right. You can give man a friend that passed out on the couch, man draws dick on face.
I like drawing poop.
Awesome. Speaking of poop and plugs, me and this guy playing a metal band.
It's called Shit Plugs.
Yeah. Poops and Plugs. It's a new show coming out. No, we're in a band called Lockjaw Sanctuary, and actually, we want to get with you after this and set something up, because we're going to be doing some recording at Gus's studio, Microgroove.
Who's that?
Oh, that's really cool. I like that. It's really kind of punk rock looking, you know?
Yeah, well,
that's awesome.
Metal.
So the band's...
Show the microphone.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that.
Red, dude.
Red. It's, awesome. But yeah, no, it's...
That's real nice.
Yeah,
I like that. That's nice.
But yeah, I'd be down for that, man. Whatever.
Yeah, we would love to come do a spot. We're gonna do a recording with Gus and Microgroove, and when we do that, we'll probably want to plug that, either do a performance or play some of the songs off there. You know, trying to, you know, get out a little bit.
We're pretty good as Josh on drums.
Yeah, actually, he plays drums on this outfit.
Yeah, Jake on bass, and then our friend Ryan Williams on guitar and vocals and stuff, and Jake does some vocals and stuff too. They're really good.
Three-piece metal band.
Yeah. Like how metal? Like what would you
call? It's pretty straightforward. And then some of the songs I write kind of more like a hard rock side or even like a new metal side. And Ryan's more straightforward. Even times like maybe like we'll get as heavy as maybe like 6 feet under. But not like fast, like Cannibal Corpse or anything like that. But more chuggy, chuggy and groovy type of stuff. But definitely screaming and stuff like that. There's a little bit of normal singing,
sure,
in it as well. But it's just kind of like we do it because we all love metal a lot and want to play it. And there's no real other goal, just but to go out and play metal and have fun, like a bowling league or something.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Metal league.
Yeah, right. You just gotta get your fix. You know, it's just a joke. It's a total passion thing. You know, it's fun.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy the other night, and he, he does like solo stuff. But he's like, "Yeah, I got my country band, I got my rock band, I got my, you know, like he was had all kinds of different projects." And it was just funny, like because we were trying to figure out. Like I saw him play before, and I was trying to put all the pieces together, and then he was telling me that kind of stuff, and it was just. I don't know. It's cool that people have, you know, the time and the opportunity to do the different projects. But it's kind of crazy to think he's got, you know, that many different things going on and make it all work. But me, I wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't be able to do it, man. Like to try to, you know, keep all the songs straight in my head. I'd be, for you guys, it's probably nothing, you know, playing music all your lives and stuff, but. For me, you know, I don't have that kind of. It does my brain doesn't work that way.
Yeah, you get kind of a mental Rolodex after a while of information.
It does. I always wondered, you know, when I was younger, these guitar players would just shred. And I'm like, how do they know every single note to hit whenever they hit it? Like, that's impossible to know all that stuff. And like, after years and years and years, just like, I can't remember what the hell to do. It's just muscle memory, you know? I can remember like 8 hours of cover music.
I can't find my fucking
various places in my life.
But I can remember the song.
I don't think I remember that much of somebody else's, you know? Yeah, it's very strange how you're... It's just like remembering song lyrics. Like you hear a song that you listen to in high school and you fucking rap to every single word. You're like, how the hell did I fucking do that? I couldn't even remember math in high school.
I got something to say. What happened? Dude, your eyes rolled in your head and you started rapping like Eminem. It was crazy.
Stop what you're doing because I'm about to ruin it. Yeah. I look funny. We gotta do that
one. Oh no, it's happening again. Like Wolfman. There should be a rapper named Wolfman.
If not, I'm taking it.
Nice.
I went to a trivia night the other night, and like the last round was like finish the lyrics, and the one of them was Ice Ice Baby. So, you know, I get up and that's my jam, man. That's my shit.
Did you ever hear Vanilla Ice's version of that when he started his rap metal band?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's
awesome. It's chug chug all the way. Dude, it's awesome, man.
It's funny that it takes like...
It didn't save his career, though, like he had planned.
Neither did Rebuilding Homes on TV.
Yeah, no shit, yeah.
Did you ever see that? Rebuilding Homes and shit?
I've never watched it, but I heard.
He doesn't even do any. Like, he doesn't even build anything. He doesn't know how to do anything like that. Everybody does everything for him. He's just like, yeah, man, that's awesome.
How it'd be really cool if there was a wall here. The guy should get on that.
How high was he when he decided to be like Bob Vila? I'm
going to do my Hot 100 impression.
What?
It's Bob Vanilla, man.
Bob Vanilla.
Trade out Zeke Cavaricci's for a playable.
Next, he's going to be painting trees.
He just put a little tree over here. A happy little tree.
Cloud.
Probably got a bigger paycheck than all of us for it.
What next pathetic venture?
You know what? You're right. Yeah. I am absolutely.
It's
going to
be golf.
Right now.
Golf. It's going to be a professional golfer.
You're going like a weird tyrant of like
tons of horrible ideas, tons of just cliche, terrible house hunting and golf and like every horrible TV, you know, reality TV show you can imagine. He's gonna
Real
do
Housewife of Vanilla.
Yeah, and then he's gonna put out a phenomenal rap that's gonna go to number one. He's gonna come right back to it.
You know, all his repression and sadness will come together to an awesome single.
Amazing single. 90s hip hop wise.
Amazing single.
Yeah, like.
The B side probably won't be so good, but that A side will be on the money. No one care about the album, but that fucking single, man.
Ninja.
That was the highlight of his career, man. That was awesome.
Yeah. Like,
look at another fucking sweet ass single
go
like
Ninja,
Go Ninja.
Go Ninja.
Go Ninja. Go Ninja.
I wanted karate to fight that so bad.
I'm a ninja. I'll go.
Right. Somebody just shared it. It was just popped up on my Facebook again, but it was a clip of the Ninja Turtles on Oprah Winfrey's show.
Yeah.
In, like, oh,
the,
shit!
Like,
yeah.
Like early '90s, whatever it was, and then they had some girl who's supposed to be April O'Neil, and it was just funny because you like you know I didn't I've never. Never big Oprah fan, but the fact that
she's so enlightening. I love her.
The fact that her show used to be almost like Springer, and then to what it became, took herself very seriously.
Life lessons.
Yeah.
Like Oprah Winfrey. You try to relate to Oprah Winfrey, right?
Yeah.
I would just go to check my seat immediately. I knew something was down there.
I bought this ticket for when it was under the seat. I didn't mean to sit here.
I got Mike Whipple popcorn.
Yeah, foot massager. Go Oprah. Whatever she's talking about.
Can I use this foot massager during the show?
Yeah. Everyone's getting a shake wave.
Yeah, all right. Let's talk about abuse.
Show me where Grandpa touched.
The best part of that clip is the guys say something. They she asks them, "Do you ever wish that April O'Neil was a turtle too, or something like that?" And they're like, "Yeah, we've been trying to talk into an interspecies relationship or something like, you know."
Awesome.
Bestiality, man.
She gets gangbanged by all the
gang
turtles.
Gangbanged by all the turtles. Yeah,
all right, Michelangelo, you're up, dude.
He's like, "All right.
Radical!"
What I want you guys to do is everyone take off the bandana so I don't know who's who.
What type of fan fiction are you reading? What did more? It's a family.
It's a family
whatever
cartoon.
I'm sure whatever the comic books are, they're so it's totally way brutaler.
They pan to the audience. There's a couple of kids in the crowd, and they're all like just devastated.
Did you ever see the Ninja Turtles live thing they put on VHS? There's a scene where Splinter skips a rock and it skips like 20 fucking times. And you're like, damn! I can get like 3! And then they're like, is that even possible? Or is that just some fucking Splinter Ninja shit? Or like some effects? I don't know. I'm 5.
I saw Ninja Turtles Six Flags when I was long time ago. So yeah, I saw those guys
live
show. Yeah,
yeah. I once met Michelangelo at Grandpa Pigeon's, and my dad was impatient enough to wait in line.
Damn you, father!
Why?
Did they ever do Ninja Turtles on ice?
Come to find out, it wasn't actually a Ninja Turtle. Very disappointing.
Very disappointing. Your grandpa was see, and you photo. Wanted to wait for this schmuck.
Look, Dad, it's Michelangelo. No, that's a turtle wax turtle.
That's a long line to wait just to deceive you. It's pretty much a lie anyway.
They're real, Dad. They're real.
Yeah, I guess before we close up, should we?
Yeah,
go
I got a few, yeah. some yes. few plugs. I definitely would like to thank Cliff from all the businesses: Redfish, Bluefish, CD Reunion, Music Reunion, Glad Rags. You know, big institutions on the Strip with Hawk's Nest and also Game Trader too.
He's always really supportive of this man.
He's been really awesome. Us as a band, and I do work out of there as well. And you know, he's really welcoming. And you know, he was a big fan of Harvey. You know, and was really connected with them, as a lot of our people did. And yeah, he's really good to us. So yeah.
He's really excited to be a part of the memorial.
Pretty much, they're the standing sponsor for every Redfish show. You know, because he owns all those businesses. Right. Cedar Union, Glad Rags, Music Reunion.
Yeah, he's definitely pushed us over time, Cliff has, in our musicianship and in our friendship and business and all of it, man. He's definitely a good dude.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so not only to support us.
Give him your business,
man. Not even to support us and, you know, Harvey and the show and everything, you know, support Cliff and the good people down there. You know,
absolutely. We have
some good bartenders and some good people that work for us down there, and a good community of just like week to week stuff. Actually, you know, I do the open mic on Monday, which we're gonna turn into like a vinyl spin thing, and we're actually partying for Gus's girlfriend's birthday tomorrow night. Yeah, so anybody that doesn't know yet, you're coming out tomorrow.
Now you know.
I don't know who your name is.
Now you know.
I don't want to hear it tomorrow night. We're doing the open mic thing. Come on out, party with us. And then Tuesdays and Thursdays, we got Mickey, Morgan Cates with the karaoke. They do really good with that. And they got a nice habitual crowd. Wednesdays are free for all day. And then every weekend we have different, you know, acoustic acts, rock bands, anywhere from, you know, metal to just jam to whatever.
A lot of
people call it like the hippie bar. You know, it's a little different pace than everything else, but
sure,
it's cool, you know, and having the record store on one side and the Glad Rags, you know, you got a little sliver of culture. You got a game store on the shop and old time barber shop, and
he's awesome.
Artists for United, sure, which you got a video guy that does video editing and stuff like that, that just opened up, and he's been doing some stuff with the bar as well. So there's a really actually pretty sweet little community of stuff just in this little plaza in St. Charles, you know.
All kinds of music equipment and stuff at the pawn shop next door. Yeah, there's all kinds of a little hub here, that kind of thing. And some music equipment down at CD Reunion too as well for the musicians around. Don't know about that.
Yeah, that show, it's the 25th of this month.
Day before Thanksgiving.
American Honey Wild Turkey Day.
It's gonna be a wild birds flying around everywhere, sitting in the corner eating my boxers.
Josh is gonna
release doves out of his beard.
No, I keep a bearded turkey in there.
Sweet. Upgrade.
Doves were too feisty, man. You gotta get the turkeys.
I was in there fighting and crazy.
There's multiple ones that go after. They reproduce like crazy.
We got
you know, no baby pee.
We got Lucid closing for us, our buddy Tommy Crane's band. And then we have Curtis Wilcoxon's band, Three's the Crowd, opening up for us. And the show starts at 8:00.
So we'll be up there early, and if you're early, come on out.
If you can't make it till later, that's cool too. But we're starting it a little bit earlier just for the holiday and everything.
Right. So yeah, come out. Redfish, Bluefish, Wednesday the 25th. Pick up the live album. I'll post the rest of these dates.
All the proceeds and stuff from the show are all going, you know, are all being benefited to Harvey, are all donated.
Yeah. What kind of stuff you got on there?
Almost all of our regular stuff.
If you came out and saw us live, a lot of our standard covers that we play and stuff that we played a lot with him.
Gin and Juice, I think, is on there.
Throughout the course of the night, we took out all our original songs, and I think maybe one or two of the other songs didn't make the cut.
There was a couple that we opted to go a little more family friendly. We had a wide audience of people on this particular one.
It's pretty much a whole, minus the original songs, a couple
Sublime songs on there. We did a really cool cut, one of the coolest cuts I did with him on Maybelline by Chuck Berry that night. And it really was like I improvised a solo, and him and I were just like completely on it that night, you know.
It really
was our last time playing it. And it was really natural, and it was really cool. And there's some nice little nuggets.
We all came to play. We all came to record that night when we came out to play. So we played things really straightforward. We didn't get up too far off into jams and things. So it ended up the performances and stuff. I personally was really happy with. Man, there's a lot of really good stuff that when you listen to it, you're like, oh yeah, that's how we play it. Like, you know what I mean? It's different a little bit every night, but that was like, oh yeah, these are standard cuts, man.
We never did play any Skinner though.
Never did play any Skinner.
We never negotiated with Terrence.
That's the next album. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming back, hanging out, and yeah, come out.
Thanks for having 25th.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Yeah. All right.
Second. Woo.
That's a wrap.
Woo.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.